KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. State regulators have released rules governing fracking. The controversial drilling process has sparked an oil and gas boom around the country, along with heated debate about the environmental costs. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer has the story.
Hydraulic fracturing has created a stir in Pennsylvania, Colorado, North Dakota, and now California's Monterey County.
As a coastal growing region, we are the largest planted acreage of Chardonnay, so much more than Napa or Sonoma has.
Kurt Gulnick is with Scheid Vineyards, a winery south of Salinas along Highway 101. Agriculture is huge in this valley, but lately, what's below ground is getting more attention. Last week, the Bureau of Land Management auctioned almost 18,000 acres of oil leases in the area, some not far from these vineyards.
Very deep under the land here is the Monterey Formation, which is shale that has oil reserves in it.
That oil is locked inside the shale rock, which makes it expensive to extract. But hydraulic fracturing is changing that. Drillers inject millions of gallons of water underground mixed with sand and chemicals. That cracks the rock, releasing the oil.
If fracking introduces contaminations to the water or anything else that would affect growing practices, then that would be a point of great conflict, no question about it.
Those concerns and the nationwide debate about fracking have prompted the state to release draft regulations for the first time, says Jason Marshall of California's Department of Conservation.
There's a high degree of public interest in this, a high degree of legislative interest in this, and a high degree of interest in the administration.
I think we were late to this game.
Bill Alio is with the nonprofit Environmental Working Group. He says the draft rules are a step in the right direction for state regulators. Just a few years ago, Alio says they were slow to admit that fracking was going on.
They said, we don't need to frack here. We don't need to get gas out of the ground that way. But it turns out we've been getting oil out of the ground that way for decades.
Under the proposed rules, drillers would have to notify the state if they plan to frack at least 10 days in advance. Within 7 days of that, state regulators would post that information online. 10 minus 7 equals 3 days of public disclosure. But Alio says landowners and community members would have to continually check the website because oil companies wouldn't be required to contact them directly.
Why not? If this stuff is so safe, you're saying you're not polluting anyone's groundwater, let them know in advance. So if they want to do their own water quality testing, more power to them.
Oil companies would have to disclose what chemicals are in their fracking fluid. Some are known to be carcinogens. But companies would be exempt if they believe the information is a trade secret. Tupper Hull of the Western States Petroleum Association says it's proprietary information.
There's a reason we protect trade secrets, and it's not to benefit oil companies. It's to benefit consumers and ensure that we've got a very competitive marketplace.
That's been a major point of contention in states like Texas and Colorado. The draft rules would also require drillers to pressure test their wells and to monitor the well's integrity during and after fracking. That's key to protecting California's groundwater supply, says Mark Zoback, a geophysicist at Stanford University.
As far as I'm concerned, the best thing we can do for the environment is to really focus on well construction. It's a place where operators, if they want to cut corners and save money, can cause problems. And it's the place where regulators should pay the most attention and often do not.
State regulators are currently taking public comments on the draft rules. They hope to finalize California's first fracking regulations late next year. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.
What do you think about fracking? Is it an idea whose time has come, or do you fear it's not worth the risk? Do you want it happening in California? Let us know what you think on the California Report's Facebook page. State lawmakers have launched a number of gun control proposals this week, including background checks for anyone trying to buy bullets and an effort to tighten the state's assault weapons ban. This legislative volley is expected to ratchet up tensions with the National Rifle Association and other groups already suing over a law to restrict handgun ammunition sales. California has passed dozens of gun control laws over the last two decades, prompting the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence to rank the state number one on its national scorecard. The LA Times has published a detailed description of a federal grand jury investigation into the county sheriff's department that reads like a Hollywood thriller. It starts with jail officials discovering last year that one of their inmates was a secret FBI informant collecting information on allegedly abusive and corrupt deputies. That's when they moved him from the lockup downtown to a cell in a patrol station in San Dimas, 30 miles east. Sheriff's officials insist they were not hiding the informant from the FBI. FBI, but protecting him from deputies. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment for the story. Today, we're introducing a new first-person series we're calling What's Your Story? These are Californians talking about health in their lives and communities, and today, we'll hear from one of the more unlikely yogis you'll ever meet on the mat. 82-year-old Joseph Levine lives in a retirement community in Marin County.
Relax. This one looks a little funny, but it feels good. We're going to stretch the mouth now, called Lion's Pose. So let's try it. We inhale. Deep breath out, tongue out, eyes up.
Frankly, when I began, I didn't know whether I'd be able to do it. I looked around at these old ladies and I said, by God, I can't put shame on my sex. I've got to make the effort. And I found it came comparatively easily because it's very gentle. It's very gentle. The irony is, you notice my voice is a little bit gravelly now, and I'm actually attending speech therapy sessions because I don't breathe right and I can't bring the volume up to speak at this level, but it doesn't affect my singing. It's like it comes from a different place and I can reach down and sing, but talking is harder. So I guess we have bodies within bodies and they know what they can do if given the opportunity. I'm drawing on resources within me that I don't produce outside of this setting. And then there's an element of joy when I can bring my voice and reach, I fly. And when I'm through with the entire session, there is a certain peacefulness. Of course, lunch is coming. That always thrills me.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, December 19th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron. Committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.